At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Psychology Archetypes with Astrology. Case Study. Ascendant, Cancer, Punarvasu Nakshatra. Archetypes, Activated, The Visionary, The Nurturer, The Reformer. Sarah's ascendant falls in Cancer, ruled by the Moon, which brings a naturally emotional, intuitive, and receptive lens to her personality. Cancer rising individuals are deeply connected to their inner emotional tides. They seek security, belonging, and emotional understanding. But Sarah's rising nakshatra adds an entirely different depth. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, is the nakshatra of renewal, faith, and second chances. While Cancer gives her emotional softness, Punarvasu gives her emotional resilience. This blend makes Sarah someone who feels deeply, but never stays stuck in emotional lows for long. She has a quiet strength to recover, restore, and reinvent. There is an emotional generosity in her nature. She is someone who wants to help others return to wholeness, often because she knows what it feels like to be fragmented. People may find her nurturing, calming, and soothing, even if she herself struggles with emotional overwhelm at times. Cancer ascendants often appear gentle and protective, but underneath that exterior is a strong will to safeguard what they love. They're not passive, they're selective. Sarah likely observes more than she reveals. There's a maternal wisdom about her, regardless of whether she takes on literal caretaking roles. With Punarvasu influencing her outer expression, there's a philosophical bent to her nurturing. She doesn't just want people to feel better, she wants them to grow from the experience. Psychologically, this combination brings out the visionary and the reformer. The visionary arises from her Jupiter-ruled nakshatra. She intuitively sees new beginnings, even in what appears broken. She may have a long-term sense of purpose tied to healing or education, something that helps others find their way back to themselves. The reformer is rooted in her emotional compass. Sarah isn't here to stay quiet in the face of dysfunction. If something isn't right, emotionally, socially, or spiritually, she feels called to correct it. But she does so with compassion, not confrontation. There's a deep inner dialogue happening for her constantly, between emotional safety and spiritual renewal, between nurturing others and restoring herself. Because Punarvasu symbolizes the return of the light after the storm, Sarah often becomes a source of hope for others. She may not even realize how her presence reassures people, but it does. The challenge for her ascendant lies in emotional boundaries. With such a strong instinct to care, she may sometimes forget to protect her own energy. She absorbs feelings easily, and if she's not grounded, she may carry emotions that don't belong to her. But when she learns to differentiate between compassion and codependency, her nurturing becomes deeply impactful, both healing and empowering. In her most aligned expression, Sarah is a soul restorer. She holds emotional space like a lighthouse holds the horizon, steady, luminous, and gently guiding others back to themselves. She brings emotional intelligence together with visionary renewal, reminding us that healing is not the end. It's the beginning of something wiser, deeper, and more alive. Sun in the second house, placed in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, in the sign of Leo. The second house speaks to family values, self-worth, speech, and how one accumulates and manages resources. When the sun is placed here, especially in its own sign of Leo, it brings a sense of pride, dignity, and personal identity into these areas. For Sarah, this means her voice carries weight. Her self-expression isn't just communication, it's a statement of value. Her sense of worth is directly tied to how she's seen and heard by those closest to her, particularly in early familial environments. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, brings a very different flavor to Leo's regal fire. It introduces grace, creativity, and relational magnetism into the expression of the sun. This nakshatra softens Leo's intensity and makes Sarah's values more refined and expressive. There's a sensual, artistic quality to her speech, and she may have a natural gift for language, storytelling, or persuasive communication. The second house sun gives her an instinctive understanding of legacy, how to build and preserve something of worth, both materially and emotionally. This combination brings forth the creator and the visionary archetypes. The creator shines through her voice and her presence. Sarah doesn't just want to speak truth, she wants to make it beautiful. She likely has a gift for curating meaning, expressing ideas with elegance, and attracting attention through refined self-expression. The visionary emerges in how she channels her personal values into a broader sense of identity. She wants her contributions to have significance, not just function, but resonance. Psychologically, this placement suggests someone who learned early on that visibility and voice are tied to safety and recognition. There may have been moments in childhood where she was praised for her talents, her looks, or her charisma, and she internalized the message that being seen equaled being loved. This can become a strength when matured, giving her the ability to take up space without apology. But it also invites reflection. Is her self-worth dependent on outer admiration, or is it rooted in inner alignment? The challenge here lies in not over-identifying with one's image or status. The second house sun in Leo can become overly attached to being right, being respected, or being admired, especially through speech or creative output. But when Sarah roots her self-worth in authenticity rather than approval, this placement becomes a radiant source of inner sovereignty. Ultimately, this is the voice of a leader, not necessarily the loudest in the room, but the most consistent in value and presence. Sarah's words carry authority not because she demands it, but because she embodies what she believes. Her legacy will likely be tied to how she used her voice for beauty, for truth, and for illuminating paths of value for those who listened. Mercury in the third house, placed in Hastanakshatra in the sign of Virgo. The third house is the seat of communication, curiosity, skills, and close interactions, especially with siblings, peers, and the immediate environment. When Mercury, the natural ruler of this house, is placed here in its own sign of Virgo, its powers are sharply refined. For Sarah, this creates a highly perceptive, articulate, and mentally agile mind. She's observant, skillful with words, and often thinks several steps ahead. Hastanakshatra adds yet another layer of hands-on precision and creative dexterity. Ruled by the moon, Hasta blends Mercury's intellect with emotional finesse and tactile skill. Sarah may be naturally gifted with her hands, whether in writing, crafting, healing, or organizing, and her ability to handle things both literally and figuratively is impressive. Her communication isn't just logical. It's rhythmic, engaging, and often soothing. She knows how to read a room, adapt her tone, and deliver messages with precision. This placement awakens the strategist and the administrator archetypes. The strategist in Sarah is methodical and clear. She doesn't just talk, she plans. She knows how to convey ideas with impact, often bringing structure to chaos through words and systems. The administrator shows up in her need for clarity, order, and efficiency. She likely values well-documented plans, detailed instructions, and crisp dialogue, and may feel unsettled when communication becomes vague or overly emotional. Psychologically, this suggests someone whose mind is always active, solving, refining, anticipating. Sarah may have grown up in an environment where practical intelligence and clear thinking were highly valued, or perhaps she learned early on that communication was a way to stay in control, stay safe, or stay seen. She likely finds comfort in planning and may use writing, journaling, or structured conversation as a way to process emotions. The challenge here lies in overprocessing. Mercury in Virgo can become overly analytical, especially in the third house where mental energy is constantly stimulated. Sarah may at times get stuck in overthinking, perfectionism, or become too focused on how things should be said. But once she balances intellect with intuition, thanks to Hasta's lunar influence, she develops a communication style that is both efficient and emotionally intelligent. At its best, this placement makes Sarah a master of conscious communication. Her words not only inform, they build trust. Her skills don't just complete tasks, they create systems. Whether she's explaining, teaching, or problem solving, she brings a rare blend of clarity and calm. She's not here to speak the loudest. She's here to speak with accuracy, grace, and meaningful intent. Venus, Jupiter, and Rahu in the fourth house, all placed in Swati and Vishaka nakshatras in the sign of Libra. The fourth house governs inner emotional security, family roots, mother, and the sense of home, both physical and psychological. With three planets gathered here, Sarah's emotional world is a central theme in her life's journey. She doesn't take safety, comfort, or belonging lightly. These are not just feelings for her, they are foundations. The sign of Libra adds a need for balance, aesthetics, and harmony in this domain. She likely craves a beautiful, peaceful home environment, but also one that reflects justice, fairness, and partnership. Venus in Swati gives her a graceful and adaptable emotional core. Swati, ruled by Rahu, is the nakshatra of independence and movement. This means Sarah may have a delicate but changeable relationship with her emotional environment. She needs peace, but not confinement. Venus here makes her emotionally romantic, aesthetically sensitive, and drawn to spaces that offer both softness and sovereignty. She may be someone who loves to decorate, curate, or create atmospheres that help others feel safe. But her own sense of comfort may depend on freedom more than predictability. Jupiter also resides in Swati, expanding this desire for a fair, emotionally intelligent, and beautiful inner world. Jupiter in the fourth house suggests a philosophical or ethical foundation in the home. Sarah may have grown up in an environment rich with ideas, teachings, or high values. Or she may have longed for such depth if it was missing. With Jupiter in Libra, she's inclined to seek emotional growth through relationships, education, or creating peace within domestic spaces. She might be the one who mediates family conflicts or tries to bring opposing energies into alignment. Rahu in Vishaka, also in Libra, introduces a karmic desire to break through traditional emotional frameworks. Vishaka is about goal setting, ambition, and focused drive. And when Rahu lands here, Sarah may feel an intense pull to achieve emotional independence or reimagine what home means on her own terms. There can be an insatiable curiosity about what it means to be secure, and a tendency to chase ideals of harmony that might not always feel grounded in reality. Rahu's influence can make her a master at adapting and reinventing domestic life, but also susceptible to feeling unrooted or restless unless she defines her own emotional rules. Together, this triad activates the visionary, the diplomat, and the reformer archetypes. The visionary appears in her desire to design an inner life and domestic environment that is inspiring, harmonious, and idealistic. The diplomat expresses through her emotional intelligence. Sarah likely avoids overt confrontation, preferring to mediate and bring people together through reason and charm. The reformer reveals itself in her refusal to settle for emotional imbalance. She wants to fix, upgrade, and beautify the emotional and relational systems she's part of. Psychologically, this fourth house cluster suggests that Sarah's emotional roots are both powerful and complex. She may carry deep desires to be loved, understood, and emotionally mirrored, but on her own terms. There may have been early experiences where emotional balance was missing, pushing her to create it as an adult. Her journey involves learning how to let others in without compromising her autonomy. In her highest expression, Sarah becomes a designer of emotional harmony, not just for herself, but for everyone she welcomes into her world. She doesn't just decorate spaces, she heals them. She doesn't just build a home, she creates a sanctuary. Her emotional insight, relational grace, and aspirational standards have the potential to redefine comfort as something that is not just felt, but cultivated, protected, and shared. Moon in the fifth house, placed in Jeshtha Nakshatra in the sign of Scorpio. The fifth house governs creativity, children, romance, emotional expression, and the intelligence of the heart. When the moon, a deeply emotional, intuitive, and reflective planet, is here, it brings intense sensitivity and imagination to these areas. For Sarah, this placement suggests that her emotional fulfillment is closely tied to the act of creating, whether that's through artistic projects, nurturing children or ideas, or forming meaningful emotional connections. But the moon is not at ease in Scorpio. This is its sign of debilitation, where its emotional energy becomes concentrated, guarded, and intensely reactive. Sarah feels things deeply, but rarely reveals the full extent of it. Her emotional world can be a whirlpool of passionate devotion, silent vulnerability, and private longing. She may express love and creativity with great power, but often behind layers of caution or inner protection. There's likely a fear of betrayal or emotional exposure that makes her guarded, even in moments of joy. Jeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, adds a layer of fierce emotional maturity and protectiveness. This is the elder sibling among the stars, the one who's been through storms and carries wisdom earned through emotional challenge. In the fifth house, Jeshta makes Sarah someone who may feel emotionally older than her peers. She's not interested in frivolous affection. She needs loyalty, trust, and depth. This gives her a magnetic, almost hypnotic quality in matters of love and expression. People may be drawn to her without fully understanding why. Psychologically, this placement evokes the creator and the guardian archetypes. The creator is visible in how she channels her emotional depths into meaningful, often artistic expression. Whether she writes, paints, teaches, or parents, there's an aliveness to what she brings into the world, charged with emotional truth. The guardian shows up in how fiercely she protects what she loves. Sarah doesn't give her heart away easily, but once she does, she will defend and nurture it with everything she has. This moon also suggests a highly intuitive relationship with children, both literal and symbolic. If she chooses to parent, she may be emotionally fused with her children, sensing their needs before they speak. If she creates art or intellectual projects, she treats them like living extensions of herself, deeply personal and emotionally sacred. Yet with Scorpio's influence, there can also be emotional extremes: jealousy, possessiveness, or fear of loss. The challenge here lies in emotional volatility. The moon in Scorpio in the fifth can struggle with emotional trust, leading to cycles of withdrawal and intensity in love or creative expression. Sarah may at times sabotage her own joy by holding back, fearing that loss is inevitable. But once she learns to trust the process of emotional renewal, that nothing truly meaningful can be destroyed, she gains the ability to love and create with fearless devotion. At its highest, this placement makes Sarah an emotional alchemist. She transforms pain into beauty, longing into wisdom, and love into legacy. Her emotions are not meant to be hidden. They are meant to be shaped, sculpted, and shared with the world in a way that heals, awakens, and inspires. She isn't just here to create. She's here to create from the depths. Saturn in the eighth house, placed in Shatabisha Nakshatra in the sign of Aquarius. The eighth house is the domain of transformation, emotional intensity, hidden fears, shared resources, and the mysteries of life and death. When Saturn, a planet of structure, boundaries, discipline, and karmic accountability, resides here, it brings a sobering, grounded influence to one of the most volatile houses in astrology. For Sarah, this suggests that her path of transformation is not sudden or dramatic. It's long, slow, and forged through emotional endurance, responsibility, and inner refinement. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, adds a paradoxical layer to this seriousness. It is a nakshatra of healing, secrecy, and solitary insight, where the wisdom of the future meets the wounds of the past. Saturn in this constellation gives Sarah the archetype of a hidden healer. Someone who may not be loud or obvious in her strength, but who works quietly and systematically to repair what is broken, both within herself and in others. This is someone who learns through solitude, who matures through letting go, and who builds her deepest emotional security through personal mastery of fear and uncertainty. Aquarius, the sign where this all occurs, brings a collective, futuristic, and socially idealistic tone to her inner world. While the eighth house is personal and intimate, Aquarius wants to elevate everything to a cause. Sarah may wrestle with intensely private emotions, loss, betrayal, or fear of vulnerability, yet also feel a deep desire to contribute to something greater than herself, to serve a mission that transcends her personal story. This placement activates the arbitrator and the strategist archetypes. The arbitrator shows up in Sarah's emotional steadiness under pressure. She has a gift for remaining calm in chaos, of holding complexity without becoming consumed by it. Her judgments aren't reactive. They're considered, informed by both logic and lived experience. The strategist emerges in how she processes transformation, not through surrender to emotion, but through structured understanding. She likely seeks to make sense of the unseen, to bring logic to emotional depth, and to heal through systems, rituals, or well-thought-out processes. Psychologically, Saturn in the eighth house often brings early experiences of emotional hardship, secrecy, or responsibility. Sarah may have felt like she had to grow up quickly, carrying emotional burdens that weren't entirely hers. Trust doesn't come easily here. She needs time, evidence, and consistency to open up. But the resilience she builds in this process makes her incredibly strong, especially in times of crisis. The challenge of this placement lies in emotional rigidity or suppression. Sarah may sometimes wall off her emotional world in order to feel in control, but healing for her comes through integration, not avoidance. When she allows herself to feel without judgment, her emotional intelligence deepens into a quiet, guiding force. Ultimately, this Saturn gives Sarah the potential to become a master of depth. She doesn't fear the dark, she studies it. She brings order to the unknown, structure to the emotional realm, and wisdom to the processes of loss and rebirth. Hers is a path of quiet mastery, not always visible to the world, but undeniably powerful to those who feel her presence. Ketu in the 10th house, placed in Bharani Nakshatra, in the sign of Aries. The 10th house governs career, public life, leadership, and one's contribution to the outer world. When Ketu, a planet of detachment, inner wisdom, and spiritual liberation, is placed here, it marks a soul that has already experienced worldly recognition in past lives. For Sarah, this creates a subtle paradox. She may be called to visible roles, leadership, or responsibility, but she doesn't chase it. In fact, she may feel strangely indifferent or even disconnected from the very idea of success as the world defines it. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, introduces the theme of transformation through responsibility. Known for its intense creative and reproductive energy, Bharani governs the act of carrying something heavy, be it life, ideas, or karmic weight. In Aries, a sign of initiative and courage, this nakshatra pushes for action, but Ketu resists outward motion in favor of inward resolution. This creates a deep tension for Sarah. She may be ambitious on the surface, capable and commanding in her professional roles, but internally feel that no title or achievement fully satisfies her. This placement activates the reformer and the architect archetypes. The reformer in Sarah doesn't want a career for power. She wants her work to mean something, to repair what's broken, or to liberate people from systems that no longer serve. She may be drawn to fields where she can challenge authority or reimagine traditional frameworks. The architect appears in her capacity to design systems or structures with precision and intention, but often from behind the scenes. Sarah might shy away from the spotlight, preferring to build the foundations that others rely on, even if her name isn't front and center. Psychologically, Ketu in the 10th often brings a sense of disillusionment with traditional career models. Sarah may go through phases where she feels lost or directionless in her professional life, not because she lacks talent or skill, but because the usual paths don't resonate. Her soul isn't seeking applause, it's seeking alignment. There's often a karmic pull to disengage from worldly ambition and turn toward a vocation that is quieter, more soul-directed, and less dependent on public validation. The challenge lies in reconciling the internal detachment with the external demand. Sarah may be given positions of responsibility that feel burdensome or misaligned, or she may undervalue her contributions, wondering why she doesn't feel more fulfilled by visible success. But over time, she learns that her career is not about climbing, it's about refining. Her role is to strip away illusion, to show what's essential, and to bring integrity back to systems that have lost their center. At her best, Sarah becomes a spiritual professional, someone who works with silent mastery, builds with care, and leads through quiet example. She may never crave recognition, but her presence leaves a lasting impact. She doesn't just do a job, she fulfills a deeper function. In that, she embodies Ketu's highest expression, surrendering the ego to serve a calling that cannot always be named, but is always felt. Mars in the 12th house, placed in Punarvasu Nakshatra in the sign of Gemini. The 12th house governs the hidden realms of life, subconscious desires, spiritual surrender, foreign lands, isolation, and emotional release. Mars, the planet of action, logic, and willpower, when placed here, turns its outward drive inward. For Sarah, this creates an inner life that's dynamic, restless, and at times deeply conflicted. She may appear composed on the outside, but her inner world is charged with movement, questions, desires, and the constant need to understand and act on what lies beneath the surface. Punarvasu Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, brings a healing, regenerative quality to this placement. Known for its themes of renewal, second chances, and emotional restoration, Punarvasu softens Mars' sharp edges. In Gemini, the sign of duality and intellect, this Mars becomes mentally alert, versatile, and quick. But when pushed into the 12th house, all this activity often happens in silence. Sarah may struggle with insomnia, racing thoughts, or the feeling that she's always on a mission, even if she can't quite name it. This combination awakens the explorer and the catalyst archetypes. The explorer lives within her private world, constantly seeking meaning in dreams, books, spiritual practices, or solitary retreats. She's not afraid of being alone because solitude is where she confronts her real questions. The catalyst emerges when this inner fire transforms into inspiration for others. Though Sarah may not always act in visible ways, her presence often sparks something unspoken in others: motivation, clarity, or quiet courage. Psychologically, Mars in the 12th can create hidden frustration. Sarah may feel her efforts go unnoticed, or that she's always fighting invisible battles, whether emotional, spiritual, or mental. There may be early life themes of repression or emotional suppression, where her assertive nature was misunderstood or discouraged. As a result, she may develop a deep need to process her anger or assertiveness in private, through writing, prayer, movement, or escape. Yet the beauty of this placement is in its subtle strength. Mars in the 12th is not about loud victory. It's about the courage to face one's own shadows. Punarvasu offers her the ability to begin again, to return to center, no matter how many times she feels lost. She has an innate resilience that isn't forged in battle, but in recovery. The challenge lies in channeling her drive constructively. Without direction, this Mars can turn on itself, manifesting as self-doubt, internal pressure, or escapism. But once she aligns her actions with her inner truth, she becomes quietly unstoppable. She may find her deepest power not in public roles, but in private impact, working behind the scenes, offering strength through presence, and initiating change through subtle influence. Ultimately, this is the placement of the spiritual warrior. Sarah's battles may be unseen, but they're real, and her victories are profound. She learns that surrender is not weakness, but mastery. That power isn't about force, but alignment. And that the greatest journeys are often the ones no one else sees.